This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Hong Kong police sealed off a park where many thousands gather annually to commemorate China's 1989 Tiananmen crackdown and arrested the vigil's organizer on Friday. Authorities are trying to prevent people from gathering to light candles in honor of pro-democracy demonstrators killed by Chinese troops in Beijing 32 years ago, as some mark the anniversary in churches or at home amid fears of being arrested. Activists say the heightened vigilance from authorities is a departure from Hong Kong's cherished freedoms of speech and assembly, bringing the global financial hub closer in line with mainland China's strict controls on society. Hong Kong's annual June 4th vigil, the world's largest, is usually held in Victoria Park and is widely seen as one of the city's main symbols of democratic hope. This year's anniversary was the first under a sweeping national security law imposed by Beijing on the former British colony last year. Police arrested Chow Hong Tung early Friday, the vice chairwoman of a pro-democracy group, for promoting an unauthorized assembly. The United States on Friday blamed Iran-aligned Houthis for the failure of a ceasefire to take hold in Yemen and accused them of not taking other steps towards ending the brutal conflict. U.S. Special Envoy for Yemen Tim Lenderking returned on Thursday from a trip to Saudi Arabia, Oman, the United Arab Emirates, and Jordan, where he discussed the humanitarian and economic crisis in Yemen with government officials, Yemenis, and international partners, the U.S. State Department said in a statement. Since taking office in January, U.S. President Joe Biden has made the seven-year conflict in Yemen a priority. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.